From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Five U.S. states hold presidential primaries. Voters in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island went to the polls, and if early returns and media projections are any indication, the front runners, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, are the big winners. Trump, who is ahead at this hour in all five states, got good news Tuesday when the NBC News SurveyMonkey poll released figures that indicate he has 50% support from Republican voters. Spain's King Felipe met Tuesday with political leaders in the last resort attempt to break an electoral deadlock. The king concluded that none of the political parties in Spain has enough support to form a government and that the nation will have to have new elections on June 26th. The United States deployed F-22 fighter jets to Romania as a sign of support for NATO's Eastern European allies facing aggression from Russia. The fighter jets landed on Monday at an air base in the country's southeast. A U.S. statement says F-22s possess sophisticated sensors allowing the pilots to track, identify, shoot, and kill air-to-air threats before being detected. They also have significant capability to attack surface targets. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar returned to the capital Tuesday and took the oath as the country's top vice president. President Salva Kiir commented,
"I also ask you to join me and my brother Riek Machar in the spirit of forgiveness and reconciliation."
Machar's arrival raises hope that the government and the rebels will implement a peace agreement which was signed last year. This is VOA News. 11 men, 8 of them soldiers, have been killed at a military barracks in Cape Verde. Officials in the West African nation say a disgruntled soldier is suspected of the killings. 2 Spanish nationals are among the dead. The suspected gunman is still at large. A poll released Tuesday indicates 6 out of 10 Brazilians believe a new election could resolve the country's political crisis. The Ibope poll found 62% of Brazilians want President Dilma Rousseff and Vice President Michel Temer to step down so a new election can be held. Ms. Rousseff faces an impeachment process. And she struck back against her critics Tuesday, saying they were trying to find reasons to impeach her. Some Venezuelans were surprised Monday by rolling 4-hour electricity blackouts. The blackouts are due to a drought that has rendered hydroelectric power plants nearly useless. The government says the power outages will last 40 days. A jury in Britain Tuesday ruled that 96 football fans who were killed in Britain's worst sports disaster were unlawfully killed. The jury blamed their deaths on police actions and poor stadium design. Pete Weatherby, the lawyer representing 22 of the bereaved families, had sharp criticism for authorities.
"What we have witnessed is public authorities led by people who put defence of the institution over the truth, over learning for the future, and over serving the public. We have witnessed a culture of denial writ large. The families and all of us in the general public deserved better."
The ruling was the result of new inquests into the disaster at a 1989 semi-final match between Liverpool and Nottingham Forest. The original verdict of accidental death was overturned in 2012. 96 people, most of them age 30 or younger, died in the crush, and hundreds more were injured. A federal judge has upheld a North Carolina law requiring voters to show photo identification at the polls. Tuesday's ruling by U.S. District Judge Thomas Schroeder in Winston-Salem is a victory for Republicans who contend the law is needed to prevent voter fraud. Civil rights groups are considering an appeal to the ruling, claiming the law unfairly targets blacks and other minorities. A U.S. general said Tuesday the number of foreign fighters entering Iraq and Syria to join the Islamic State group has dropped to a tiny fraction of those entering a year ago. Deputy Commander for Operations and Intelligence for the U.S.-led coalition fighting IS, Major General Peter Gertzen, told reporters via teleconference from Baghdad that there were between 1,500 and 2,000 foreign fighters entering Iraq and Syria each month when he deployed in 2015. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.